Representatives from the Recall Lindsey Holmes group and Alaska's Division of Elections met in state superior court yesterday. APRN's Josh Edge reports.
The two sides are arguing over the state's rejection of a petition to recall Anchorage Representative Lindsey Holmes, who switched parties from Democrat to Republican just days before the 2013 legislative session was set to gavel in. Elizabeth Bacalar represents the Alaska Division of Elections. She says the recall process is aimed at dealing with issues of misconduct that arise during a representative's time in office. And because the event took place before Holmes was sworn in, the circumstances deal more with the candidacy and primary process, which is separate.
It's a political discontent, not legal discontent, that's reflected in the grievances. And the remedy lies with the voters at a regular election and not in a special recall election and not with this court today.
The recall effort began shortly after Holmes made the announcement in early 2013. Over the next several months, the Recall Lindsey Holmes group gathered 904 signatures, turning them into the State Division of Elections in November, nearly 100 more than were necessary. Roughly a month later, the Division of Elections rejected the petition, saying the effort to recall Holmes did not meet the requirements laid out by the state constitution. Louis Tazi, who represents the Recall Lindsey Holmes group, disagrees with that assessment, arguing a, quote, lack of fitness on the part of Representative Holmes, which would allow the recall effort to move forward.
The issue is, we believe that Ms. Holmes corrupted the intent of the closed primary and that she raised money disingenuously, made misrepresentations to the voters, and that the voters, especially the contributors, feel defrauded by that.
At the close of the hearing, Judge Gregory Miller said he would take the arguments into consideration and issue a written opinion at a later date. In Anchorage, I'm Josh Edge.